You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth React today. Tonight is the 6th annual Stand-Up Sacramento Comedy Showcase and auction to benefit Transforming Lives, Cultivating Success, or TLCS. TLCS provides mental health and supportive housing services in the Sacramento region to more than 6,000 people each year. Joining us today is Erin Johansson. She's the executive director of TLCS. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you here. Also joining us today is headliner comedian J.R. DeGuzman. He started performing at open mics in Sacramento as a UC Davis psychology student and has come a long way since then. He won the 2016 Stand-Up NBC competition. He's performed all over the world and shared the stage with Margaret Cho, Tim Allen, and many more. You can see him featured on the Netflix show, The Comedy Lineup. JR, welcome to Insight.
Hey, thanks for having me. Stoked to be here.
That's quite a lineup there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I imagine you're...
I'm the least famous on there, so...
I imagine your time as a psychology student probably helps you write some of your material.
You know, it did in a way of like just trying to think about what angles to hit and how people are thinking. But also when I was doing psychology, like I would write jokes during that class like, oh, okay, that's I'm going to write about that. And yeah.
So, sure, the teachers love that.
Yeah, but. Yeah. They only thought I was taking notes, so right. They couldn't tell.
That's true. Erin, the program is modeled after another comedy benefit that Robin Williams used to do.
Yes.
Tell us how it all started.
So I don't even remember when Comic Relief started, but the community of comedians with Robin Williams, Whoopi Goldberg, a few others, decided to raise money for homelessness in New York. And they did a lot of work around that. And it was kind of one of the first times that celebrities really got behind assisting a social cause. And so when TLCS was looking for a signature fundraiser, we thought this would be a really cool thing, sort of an homage to that tradition. And we reached out to some local comedians, and JR was one of them in the first year, and asked them to do it, and they got behind it, and they've supported us for the last 6 years.
That's terrific, and it must be nice to have them back.
Absolutely. It's really cool to have watched. For me, it's really cool to have watched JR, particularly in his progression and success in comedy. And I was telling him today that, you know, he was a high school music teacher. That's what he did before. Mm-hmm. And my daughter is a music teacher. So I have a little soft spot for watching him be successful in following his dreams. It's really cool.
JR, tell us about that first year. What was that like?
Oh, doing this show?
Right.
Oh, man, I had nothing. And then I did this show and I had everything. No, not really, but like kind of.
You mean going into the show, you had nothing in terms of a career.
Yeah, exactly. Man, when you say it, it's so much more depressing than me. You remember, you had no career and just relive that. Yeah. But, so I was like living with my parents and just like doing stand up. And I think I just quit doing like I had three jobs before to support it. And I just quit because I was on the road so much. They were just like, yeah, you can't do this anymore. So I was like, all right, I got to figure something out. And then I was asked to do this show. And we recorded a video from it. And the next like day or few weeks, it went viral, the tape from that show. So I like owe a lot to them. I thought I was, you know, doing them a favor, but they also did me a huge favor. So
yeah, I mean, this has been such a wonderful karmic relationship that we've had, and several other comics have gone on to do some great things that have been our headliners in the past as well. So and it's beautiful to us because the people that don't make very much money when they're out there trying to be a comic and will give their time and their talent to help us help others is very inspiring for us and for my staff. You know, to see that the community comes out and really supports the work they do every day is pretty cool.
What programs do you do every day? What would people recognize?
So the public might not necessarily recognize all the things that we do because we do a lot of things. I mean, 6,000 clients and I have 214 staff. So our core business is we do intensive case management and supportive housing for people with serious mental illness who are chronically homeless. So homelessness is such a big thing in Sacramento and the whole West Coast right now. So more of what we do is really what's needed. And you know, we're really lacking in housing capacity. That's kind of the big problem. And we are also a housing developer, affordable housing developer. So that's some of what we do as well.
I can't. I did stories on both of these, but I can't remember which one was which. Proposition 1 or Proposition 2?
Yes. Both will help.
Both will help.
But Proposition 2 is specifically Mental Health Services Act funding that will be dedicated to the build of affordable housing for our population. So, yeah, we are big fans of that legislation for sure. It's really going to help.
And it passed by a wide margin.
It did. It did. And the reason for that is it really doesn't cost the general public anything. It's a carve out of money that was already coming in, but just dedicates it to specifically building housing capacity, which is our single greatest need. Because if a person is homeless on the street, that, you know, pursuing their higher self and looking for their, you know, to deal with their mental health is less of a priority than finding some place to live. Essentially, that has to be first.
Yeah. It comes from the millionaire tax, if
absolutely.
I remember correctly.
Yes. Correct.
JR, this show is a chance to see some old friends and perform in front of the hometown crowd. Yeah. Does that add something to your performance? Mm. Maybe anxiety? I don't know.
It depends how many of my ex-girlfriends come. I'll give them some shout outs in the crowd. Right. Like, hey, you know, but no, I'm excited to do it. Like, there's the maybe anxiety of like, sometimes like my high school teachers come out, like, that's the real, they'll come out and like, oh man, now it has to be good. Otherwise, they're going to be like,
yeah,
we don't believe in it. Like, go back, get another degree. but I'm just excited to like see friends and be back in Sacramento. Like, I tour a lot. And so coming back to Sacramento is always like a nice, comfortable vacation almost.
Yeah, and the space is big too, isn't it?
It's really big. I mean, the Crest, I think that's one of the reasons the comics like doing it is because the space is big and it's kind of a different kind of venue than they're used to.
Yeah. We're speaking with Aaron Johansson with TLCS and comedian J.R. DeGuzman about the 2018 stand-up Sacramento Comedy Showcase and live auction at the Crest Theater tonight. And we have a little piece of J.R.'s appearance on the Netflix show The Comedy Lineup. This is a bit of a setup about growing up in the Philippines.
But I am an immigrant myself. I was born in the Philippines. Oh, snap. Heck yeah, man. Bunch of nurses in here. That's tight. That's so cool. That's so crazy. You guys work hard. You have a day off. That's beautiful. Mabuhay, by the way. Mabuhay. If you don't speak Tagalog, that means let's take over at 11:30. This entire room is coming. I was born in the Philippines. I was born in Pangasinan. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You know how Pangasinan rolls, right? Like, what can I say about Pangasinan that hasn't already been said? Like, those jokes are so overdone, right? You guys are like, comedy show, probably just gonna hear a bunch of Pangasinan jokes. You guys know the saying, like, what happens in Pangasinan? Yeah, no, that's not it. It's what happens in Pangasinan is very corrupt.
Okay, that's terrific. Are there any topics that will be off limits at tonight's performance?
Whatever they tell me, I can't say.
It's kind of we tell the comics it's a PG-18 show. It's not for kids for sure, but we don't want them to go way down in the dirt. And I also was telling JR earlier that the group that we work with, I just appreciate that their humor is elevated. You know, they're smart comedians and their writing mm-hmm. is good. So you will have fun, you will laugh, and you will not be assaulted by, you know, the F word or whatever.
Yeah, and your humor doesn't really rely on that anyway.
Right. Yeah, yeah. At least, like, right now. So, but maybe when things start going south, I'm like, I'm going to pull out the dirty stuff and, like, you know.
There's only so much you can say on NBC.
Right? Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
What was it like when being part of that competition?
Yeah, it was, it kind of brought out a lot in me to see, like, there was a lot of challenges if you have to be clean and then kind of tell your story as well. Like, those two things within a short set. And so it kind of brought out in me, like, who am I as a comic? And so that, it kind of helped me a lot, actually. Uh-huh.
And what does inspire you as a comic? I mean, clearly your heritage and that mm-hmm. Comes into it, but what else?
I mean, I do a lot of musical comedy too. And so just, I really like to just be silly as well. So, like, a lot of stuff from my family, culture, all these things, and like kind of heavy topics, but I like to try to make it like palatable, you know, because we already get so much, you know, bad news all the time of things going on. It's like, okay, let's talk about stuff. but make it in a way that's fun.
And yeah, and your musical clips are hysterical as well.
Thanks.
And we will be sharing one of those at the end of this segment here.
Yeah.
So stay tuned
one of the
as
clean
you're
ones,
listening.
Thanks.
Yeah. So you had to be here early for this show, and then you're performing tonight. What's the timing of the show tonight?
So the VIP reception starts at 5:30, and the doors open to the theater at 7, and then the show starts at 7:30. But we have a little mission and the live auction with David Soban going on first. So the comedians start about 8:15.
Is this your big fundraiser for the year?
Yes, it's our signature event that we've been doing for 6 years. Yeah.
How else do you get your funding, aside from, like, we just mentioned Proposition 2?
Yes,
and
so we are mostly government-funded, but we also are supported by several different foundations in town, Dignity Health, Sutter, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, those folks as well.
Right. Well, it's great having you both here, and it's always nice to start the morning with a chuckle, which I just did for sure. I'm not sure how much my mic was up during that clip, but I was laughing a lot, a lot for that. We were speaking with Aaron Johansson with TLCS and comedian J.R. DeGuzman about the 2018 Stand-Up Sacramento Comedy Showcase and live auction at the Crest Theater tonight. And Aaron, I should have asked, is it sold out?
It's not sold out, and so you can still get tickets today. So they are available at standupsacramento.com or at the Crest itself. The Crest box office will be open a couple of hours before the show, and you can just get your tickets there.
Yeah, and as always, we put all of that information up online for everyone at capradio.org. Aaron and JR, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
That is Insight for today. I'm Randall White. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Today's engineer, however, was Anthony Van Hook. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show tomorrow. Thank you, as always, for joining us.
Jesus came back for Lent. Oh, I said if there were more mixed babies, I said there'd be no World War II. If the Japanese were half white, said there'd be no Pearl Harbor. They'd all return to avoid getting sunburned. Cause white people got sensitive ass skin. If Hitler was half black, said there'd be no Sieg Heil, just power to the people. Interracial baby, said daddy's here. Beyonce Cutler baby, the 1950s weren't our year. Yeah, racism's over. Just like that. Feels so good. Feels so good for racism to be over like that.